Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Okay, here I am. I'm here. I'm back. Hold on a second. Let me get this down here. Hold on. You know I got to do my signature move in the beginning. In the very beginning. You know I got to do it like how I pop off. Okay, yeah, now. I'm reloaded! Ah, yes. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. Hold on. Let me get the music up. Drums, please. All right, K100 Internet Radio, you dig? I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. Episode 181. To hell with your opinion. That sounds about right. That's par for the course for me over here at K100 Internet Radio. Of course, before you start to judge me and pass judgment, fuck the motherfucking way. Alright? All I'm saying is tonight on the show, I see you, I hear you, what you're talking about, but at the end of the day, 99% of the people, once you deadlocked and dead set into some shit, fuck your opinion. Alright? But we'll get into that. Let me go ahead and run down the show. K1's Internet Radio, your man. www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. That's the official website for the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. We're on Facebook. Facebook.com/K100Radio. All right. We're on MySpace. MySpace.com/K100Radio. We're on iTunes in the iTunes store. Up under the podcast section, there's an official podcast in iTunes. Just go to the iTunes store, go up under the podcast section, type in K100, that's the letter K, the number 100. When you see the middle finger, that's us. Alright. Once again, the number to dial into the show, if you want to talk to me on the phone lines, or if you just want to sit back and rock out with your boy on the internet and listen, it's all good. Or if you want to listen on the phone lines because you don't have access to the internet, or you might be on the go, maybe you're at the gym working out, and you want to listen to something besides music while you're on the treadmill, throw your Bluetooth on, rock out with me, 347-934-0966, all right? We air live Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, all right? Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. That's what we do, okay? So, that's how we go. That's how it goes. We're going to be talking about something that's pretty much everybody can relate to tonight on the show, all right? Everybody can relate to having their own fucking opinion. You dig? I don't know anybody who doesn't have their own opinion about anything. Now, of course, you've got some people who are like followers. You know what I'm saying? And their opinion is formed by the popular masses. All right? What people really think in general kind of sways the way they feel about a particular subject or subjects. I'm not like that. I'm a highly, 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 highly argumentative person, alright? At the end of the day, all you really got in this world, really, and what makes you an individual, what separates you from everybody else, is your word. Your word is your bond, you feel me? You learn that growing up, you know, keep your word, keep it 100, you know what I'm saying? Nobody likes a liar. Speak your mind, speak your opinion. Be a stand-up individual. Be a stand-up man. Be a stand-up broad. You understand what I'm saying? Female. Yes, I'm a bit of a chauvinist, but fuck your opinion. Anyway, the point is, a lot of times what makes us, not even a lot of times, our time, what makes us, the beauty of being human beings If you're religious, if you're religious and you read the Bible, what made us separate from animals, angels, we have an opinion. We have a choice. A free mind, you would say. You know what I'm saying? You know, we can decide on our own. The choice is us. That in itself, that is a simplistic form of opinion. The ability to decide to do this or to do that. All right? It's just that simple. So, for the purposes of the show tonight, we're going to say everybody has an opinion, and it because everybody has free will. All right? Now, you can agree with a lot of people on a host of issues, but I have never, and I repeat this. I have never in my life met anyone, I don't care, my best friend, my favorite person, the person I most have in common with, any woman I ever met, it doesn't matter. I have never in my life met anyone that I shared the same opinion with about everything. That look, I know twins who don't even have the same opinion about everything, and they're really close, inseparable twins, identical twins. Got two homeboys, identical twins. These dudes are inseparable. If something happens to one of them, just kill the other one now, Lord. Kill them now, Lord! Because they almost see eye to eye on almost everything, but then there's those things that make them different. So therefore, much like your asshole, you have an opinion. And it's yours, individually yours. No one can duplicate it like they can't duplicate your damn fingerprint. Alright? Your DNA. Okay? No one is going to have the same seat at each in issue. All right, you know, a mass amount of issues. You may see one issue thing. You may agree that gays should be married. But then again, you may not agree on what they're good at. I got an opinion on everything. Okay? I don't care if it don't concern me. I don't care if it don't concern me. I recognize me for me to form an opinion. When I see an issue, when something is brought up, I see a story, I see a news story, I see a sports athlete's performance, I see an argument between a man and a woman, anything I see, any kind of information that it hits my brain and my eyes and registers my brain, I formulate an opinion on it. Now, before I open up the phone lines, all right? Before I open up the phone lines, when I formulate my opinion, and this is so important. This is so important. I can't tell you how important this is. When I formulate my opinion, all right, it's based on two things. The facts and me being Blizzard. That's it. Let me go ahead and read the synopsis of the show so I can go to the phone line because I got people already jumping on hitting the number one. So we're going to go ahead and get to it. I'm not even going to make them wait that long. You feel me? I'm going to go ahead and jump to it. Let me go ahead and read the synopsis. And we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines. I see 347 on the line, 912 on the line, 404 on the line, 718. Everybody got their hands up already. I love that. I love when they call in early. Appreciate it. I can shut the fuck up and let the people tell you. Okay, so here we go. And for those of you who've never listened to K100 Internet Radio, I'm reading right now the synopsis of what I blast out over Facebook and MySpace and all that and, you know, email blast. This is the basic subject matter of the show. And I read it for every one of my episodes. This is how I started off, and then I opened up the phone lines. It takes about 2 minutes, so hang on. Okay, episode 181. Once again, the number is 347-934-0966, and make sure you press the number 1 if you want to talk, all right? So, and I'm reading now. So, being a talk show host can sometimes make you numb to the opinion of others. It can do that. 181 episodes of shit talking, 181 episodes of me talking about how I see shit and listening to other people's shit, applauding them when I feel like they are right, killing them when I feel like they are not, mashing them when I feel like they just all out full of bullshit, everything. It makes me numb to the opinions of others sometimes. It's a side effect of doing this shit, alright? I've been doing it for almost a year now. Not quite a year, but almost a year. Respect my grind. Anyway, that's because as a host of a show in which I pick out the subject matter, I pick out I don't particularly come up with every particular idea, but I do decide what goes on the show for every episode. But I do pull my ideas from Facebook posts and tweets, sometimes from the news feed. Anything can spark what I'm going to talk about on the show on any given night. All right. Sometimes it doesn't matter. It could be a current event or whatever. Anyway, I pretty much have an opinion already about everything I decide to bring up on the show. But then the more that I thought about it, almost every single person on earth is the same way. We see it all the time in politics, social issues, like I said, gay marriage or whatever you want to pick. You know what I'm saying? In sports, like who is the best, this or that. Even in sex, like what feels good and what doesn't. We all have an opinion. C'est la vie. The age-old classic saying, opinions are like assholes. Everyone has one. It cannot be understated in this episode. It is pretty much the precedent on which my whole argument lies, which is this. We can all listen to others' opinions about an issue, but at the end of the day, ours is what matters the most to us, each individual person. You can listen to other people's shit and talk, but at the end of the day, I'm of the opinion that your opinion matters most to you, whoever the fuck you are, and same with me, okay? Debating a point, whether it could be in a court of law or on a talk show like this, is just a formality. This is just a formality, okay? You're going to believe what you're going to believe about an issue regardless. Now, let me finish. It's just a way of saying, yeah, I hear you, but really, to hell with that, listen to my side of the story. Look, I know it's considered polite and civilized to be able to have discussions amongst us humans and hear all views, but once a person is dead set on an issue, most of the time, their opinion won't change. Once somebody really is dead set that people are not born gay, I don't give a fuck how many the gay people you bring in front of them that says, I was born this way, they're not going to believe it. You're not changing their mind. I'm just picking that issue because it's like a hot button issue, but I'm going to talk about a whole bunch of shit. You feel me? But that's just something that people have like a clear cut opinion about. You know what I'm saying? All right? Now that's how I am. Simply because my opinion is often based on the facts and my personality. Two things that are not debatable or open for change. You can't change me. I'll change me when the fuck I get ready. And you can't change the facts. Alright? So here are the questions for episode 181. Question number one. Does your opinion get swayed easily once you formulated it on an issue? Question number two. Do you think it's being stubborn when you stand your ground in a debate if you feel like you are right? Question number three. If the facts support another point of view, but your personality or other reasons make you formulate an opinion that is opposite, how easy is it for you to change your mind? Now, question number three is a killer, all right? Once again, if the facts support another point of view, but your personality or other reasons make you formulate an opinion that is opposite, how easy for you to change your mind? Which means if all the data shows that racism is on a decline in America, if you go out and do a statistical study and you ask 1,000 people, do you think racism is still alive? And 800 of them says, no, we're past that now in this country because we have a black president or whatever the fuck you want to pick. And so that poll says, well, the majority of people in this country feel like racism isn't alive and well. But you go and ask the average black man in the hood who actually gets harassed by police, gets followed around stores and all this other shit, what their opinion is, no matter what the fuck your statistical data says, there's nothing you're going to be able to do to change that black man's mind that fucking racism is alive and well in America. Do you get what I'm saying? All right? That's why question number three is important. Question number four. Do you respect others' opinion and let them have that? You know, that's your opinion, homie. That's your opinion, homegirl. That's your opinion, homeboy. Do you respect their opinion and let them have that? Or do you try to make others see it your way more often than not? I'm a fucking radio show host. I couldn't even do this if I didn't possess the skill to try to persuade people to see shit my way. If I didn't stand my ground in my opinion, I couldn't even do this fucking show. What would be the point? What would be the point? Question number five. Give me your opinion on any controversial topic, callers. Give me your opinion on any controversial topic, and let's see if you really respect my opinion, or if you're going to say, the hell with it, fuck that blism, you tripping. If you already have an opinion about it, all right? Don't call me about something that you don't really know. Call and give me something that you feel like you know the answer to. You know how shit go. That's your opinion. See if I can dissuade you. I highly fucking doubt it. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Make sure you press number one so I can come to your phone line if you want to talk. First on deck, 347. What's poppin'? Thanks for calling K1's Internet Radio. You're on the air.
Hi, Blizzum.
What's going on? Who's this?
La Crush Heart.
Oh, what's happening, babe? Where you been?
How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm still, you see me over here, I'm still on the grizzly. You understand what I'm saying?
I see. I miss you.
Yeah. Where you been? I miss you. Where you been? I don't be seeing no posts. I don't know nothing. What's going on?
I took a moment.
Why?
I'll be back.
Why'd you? You just taking a break or what?
Yeah, I'm just taking a break. I'll be back, though. I'll be back real soon, actually.
Okay, all right. That's what's up. Well, I'll be looking for the post and seeing what's popping with you. You feel what I'm saying?
All right,
so you know how this works already. So let me go ahead and jump into the questions for you. Episode 181.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Question number one, Crush. Does your opinion get swayed easily once you formulated it on an issue?
Yep.
It does get swayed easily?
I think I'm a gullible person.
Well, look. How does that work? How does that work where you actually hosted a show where you have to be an opinionated person to even do this? I feel you have to be an opinionated person to even do this. How does that work? I mean, why do you feel like you easily sway?
Because, you know, as also being a talk show host, you also have to be an open-minded person. Period.
I am.
You know,
I'm very open-minded.
That's just my personality. Like you said, an opinion is based on your personality. It is also based on the facts. So if you came to me and your argument seems reasonable enough, then I may be swayed, yeah.
But see, my thing is, when I'm highly opinionated about something, when I'm really emotionally and strong and dead set on it, I've already studied the facts. My thing is, I don't start formulating opinions about important issues and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You know, grown up shit. Unless mm-hmm. I investigate, I've experienced it, I've been through
mm-hmm.
it. Therefore, mm-hmm. when you try to debate me down about certain shit, for instance, that black women are more materialistic than most other people, I don't just say that just because I'm just making that shit up.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? I say it because I be around black women. I fuck with black women. I listen to what black women say. I watch what they do. I watch the shows that they like. I listen to them talk. And I didn't just make that shit. I just pulled it out my ass.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't just decide to say my sisters are the most materialistic motherfucking group of women on the motherfucking planet and just come up with that opinion out of my ass. I actually wish it wasn't true, but the sad fact of the matter is, that's true. Not all of them, but for the most part, they are materialistic. All women are a tad bit materialistic and gold diggers since women married for security, but black women got a little oomph about themselves. You feel me? That makes them a tad bit more. Maybe certain people, certain races have to marry in the family. You feel what I'm saying? To keep family money and traditions like the Asians and shit like that and the Arabs. But that's not the same because long as that person is in the family or their nationality, there are different arrangements that can be made. But with black women are pretty much for the most part the ones that kind of say, you know, a man got to have something or be of a certain stature even if they don't have shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? That's what make it worse with the black women. They can be broke as fuck and still try to have a motherfucker with something. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
At least with the goddamn Arab motherfucking women, they daddy already got family money. They don't need your shit. They can be picky,
mm-hmm.
bitch. You can't. But anyway, I'm getting all off subject.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not a show to bash black women. I'm just saying. That's something that I feel, and then I get a lot of women who try to talk me down and give me all these scenarios and shit about why I'm wrong, but fuck that. I'm black. I be around black people. I be in the hood. I be around nothing but niggas most of the time. So what the fuck? I see the shit. You can't talk me down out that shit. I don't know. This is me. Okay. Second question. But you said
mm-hmm.
you're gullible. Does that make you gullible?
I'm a gullible person. I'm a people pleaser, I should say.
You like people. You want people to like you or some shit.
Right.
Like
I want people to like me. So 9 times out of 10, it's all fun at the end. It doesn't really, you know, if people are gay and they get married, that doesn't affect me in no way. So at the end of the day, it's like whatever. So I go with the majority vote.
Oh, but it does affect you, and I'll tell you how in a little bit. Question number two. Do you think it's being stubborn when you stand your ground in a debate if you feel like you are right? If you feel like you are right, no matter if some people facts or whatever doesn't support it, but if you feel like you are right, am I a bullheaded person because I feel what I feel about a certain issue and I don't waver, I don't change up, I don't switch it up?
It's not even about if you don't change up. With what comes into play there in that situation is about compromise. You know, your right to my, you have the right to your opinion. I have the right to my opinion. But we need to compromise and basically come up with a common ground. You know, so if you're not willing to do that, you know, I don't care what your opinion may be. If you're not willing to compromise, then yeah, you're being stubborn.
But listen to what I'm saying. See, this. God, I'm so glad that you brought that up. Because pay attention, everybody. This is the problem I have with what Crush just said. All right? Some things, depending on what it is and what the situation is, you compromise. You compromise in a relationship. You feel what I'm saying? But see, the thing about a relationship is, you know, you're not really compromising necessarily your opinion per se when you compromise. Like, say, like, you know, well, I like to stay out late, and I like to stay out late, and I get with a chick who really doesn't like her guy to stay out late, but she compromises because she knows that I like that, and then in her opinion, I don't know if that means that because she thinks I'm out late that I'm out cheating, that only guys stay out late, they got to be cheating or whatever. That's not necessarily true. But when I say I want to stay out late, and you should have a problem with it, she compromises on that issue, and I compromise on some other issue, like she can have a female, a guy friend, a quote guy friend, which I'm not really into that. I don't really think that women should have male guy friends that are straight when they have a husband or some shit that they hang around like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't agree with that. But if she has this one guy that she's been friends with since 7th grade or whatever, and I feel like he poses no threat, I may bend the rules on that if she doesn't say anything. If I come home at 5:30 when I go out from the club, that's not the same thing as necessarily just not having your opinion. I still feel like women should not fucking have straight male friends that they hang around and go out with and chill with when they got a motherfucking man at home. Fuck that.
Yeah, that's right. Your opinion doesn't change. No. I'm not expecting your opinion to change. But at the same time, as being adult, as wanting to be with this person, as whatever reason it may be, you're going to have to compromise or waver just a little bit, regardless of what the situation is. We all compromise at one point or another.
But if that compromise,
and if you're not willing to do that, if you want to end the relationship, whether it's been for 4 years or 2 months, and you really love this person, or y'all married, and she has this friend, and she doesn't want to give up this friend, and then you're like, okay, I want a divorce, then, you know, that's ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah.
What if I'm the kind of person that's seen the whole just a male friend type scenario pan out, and they end up fucking? That one night she has a shoulder to cry on because she's mad at me because of that bullshit, and she goes over there and all of a sudden they end up fucking, which I've seen this with my own eyes, and then that happens. I would have been right for breaking up with her or ending that relationship because I felt that strongly about it.
Yeah, but, you know, in the instance, I guess that's just taking a chance, because if you're in a relationship with somebody, you know, regardless of that's their best friend or not, if they're going to do it, they're going to do it. You know, it's part of human nature. Wasn't that an argument on one of your shows?
I know. But at the end of the day, they're going to do it. You feel me? But at the end
right.
of the day,
they're going to do it. That's just part of their nature, isn't it?
But when it comes down to my opinion about that, I don't feel like I'm being stubborn if I relay that my opinion is of that, and then I get with a chick and, you know, we talking with her, and she says she has this guy friend that she really likes to hang out with, and I'd be like, well, look, I really ain't comfortable with that. I really ain't with that shit. I don't be with the guy friend shit. I ain't with that shit. You got homegirls. You need to get you some homegirls to hang out with.
Okay, but if you're strongly about something, what I'm saying is at that point, you don't express your opinion to her. She don't express how she feels on the situation. Now this is where y'all... Where the bullheadedness or the stubbornness comes in, it wavers right there. Do I continue to go in this relationship with her, or do I just break up with her? Like, that depends on you.
But what's stubborn about it is my opinion. I feel that way. You can't make me change.
I'm not saying it's stubborn, but I'm just saying if you can't make a compromise on that.
You said that's bullheaded. You said
if you can't, if you can't compromise on it, then yeah, that's being bullheaded.
I can compromise.
Because 9 times out of 10, what if that didn't happen? What if they were friends? I mean, you can't predict what's going to happen in the future. You can't see the future. So instead of looking at the class as half full, empty, look at it as half full.
Like I said, it's some things that you're going to be willing to compromise on, but some things you're going to stand your ground on. Let me get to the second one.
That's true. And it's not bullheaded if the other person is willing to accept that.
So wait a minute. So what you're saying is, unless people agree with me, I'm not stubborn. But when they don't agree with me, I'm being bullheaded.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that if you are willing to compromise, whatever the situation may be, like, okay, you feel that way about that, and y'all come up with another situation, she feels some way about another situation, and you're able to compromise on that. I mean, I don't think it's stubborn if you're going to stay on your ground.
Okay. Question number 3. If the facts – listen, this is very important. This is the best question. If the facts support another point of view, but your personality or other reasons make you formulate an opinion that is opposite, how easy is it for you to change your mind?
Ooh.
Now listen to me. This is what I'm saying. And I'm not really just harping on the homosexuals, but this is just something that I feel strongly about. I don't think people are born gay.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? No. See, the thing about it is, if you were born to sleep with men, you'd have a pussy.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? If you were born to sleep with women, you would be born with a dick. Now, at the end of the day, I know some guys may be born a little more sensitive than others. Some guys may like pink or whatever, but it's still a choice that a guy makes to suck another guy's dick. Okay? So I don't fit. It's a choice. So therefore, the whole born gay argument with me doesn't sit well. So I don't believe people are born gay. I just believe people are born a certain way, and then they decide to do homosexual acts after the fact because of, you know what I'm saying? But they still have to decide to do that. So that's why when people tell me I was gay, I felt like I was gay when I was 10. But you ain't feel like you was gay when you was 2 because you was born with a dick. Or when you was 1 day old because you was born with a dick. You feel what I'm saying? So that's why I feel that way about that issue. There is no changing my mind on that. Even though, my son's brother from his mom, he has a brother, not my son's brother that lives with him, but his brother, his natural brother from his mother, they never grew up, they really didn't grow up together, but that's his brother. He's gay. He's flaming, okay? But, and my son's mom told me she knew he was going to be gay when he was like 5 because he was really soft and sensitive and sweet. I said, well, he had no man in his life to correct his nature or anything like that. And y'all fucking were the only people that were taking care of him. Y'all used to do shit like let him help you pick out outfits and shit. So y'all contributed to making him a gay person, a gay male. You feel what I'm saying? I feel like just because he used to like to tell you look nice in dresses and stuff and could pick out your outfit for you didn't necessarily make him gay. He just didn't have a direction to go. So they say he was born that way. But I'm like, no, the fuck he wasn't. Because if he was born to sleep with men, he'd have a pussy.
Mm-hmm.
This is how I look at the born gay issue. I'm very highly opinionated about that. There's really no changing it for me. You understand what I'm saying? So, when I tell that to people, they say, well, look at all the evidence that you've got people who say they felt like they start kissing little girls or whatever when they were in kindergarten. I don't give a fuck. That's something they decided to do. You know what I mean? But that doesn't necessarily mean that they have to grow up and marry a woman. They made that decision. Do you feel what I'm saying? So, I'm just using that as an example, but once again, the question, if the facts support another point of view, like there are factual evidences of people who felt homosexual tendencies from a very young age or whatever, but that doesn't sway my opinion about are you really born gay. It doesn't change my mind. So that's what I'm asking you when I ask you the question. If the facts support another point of view, but your personality or other reasons make you formulate an opinion that is opposite, how easy is it for you to change your mind? If the fact, you know.
Well, in that situation, in that particular instance, wouldn't that make you a stubborn person or a bullheaded person?
No, because with my own eyes, I can see that you made a decision to suck a guy's dick at the end of the day. You feel what I'm saying? Those are the facts. At the end of the day, you can like guys all you want. You can be, you can not like women and, or be, have anxiety, but you have to still decide to suck a dude's dick. Mm-hmm. If that's what you like or whatever. Even if that's what you like, you can still say, that's not the way I want to go. Even if you had some kind of fantasy, I don't give a fuck. You still have to decide to perform the act. So therefore, you weren't born that way, but you were born with a dick. That's how you were born in the world.
But we was born with free will. So, yes. I mean.
That's why I said what I said at the beginning of the show.
That's so, what I said. You know, as if that's the choices you have, A and B, and, you know, there's no C in between, like, you know.
But the point is, you decided to do something.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's no change in my opinion about that. I'm still like, no, I don't believe you can be born gay, even though my brother's, my son's brother's brother is one of those people who his whole family concurs that they felt like he was going to be gay his whole life because he was like soft and sweet, like acting when he was a little boy. That didn't change my opinion. And I'm actually feel that way because I met him when he was a child. We were together for a long time, so when I met him, he was a youth. And I was like, that's kind of fruity. But that doesn't necessarily mean he had to grow up and stuff and do this.
Mm-hmm.
Know what I'm saying? He could have just been a soft ass dude.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't feel like he was born that way. I just feel like a lot of other things influence his life.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make me? I don't know. That doesn't make me stubborn, but I'm not going to change my opinion on it. No matter if.
Well, that is a, like I said, that is just going to be a controversial issue right there, anyway. But no, but like you said, if there are facts, see, there's no facts there. You can't prove that. Nobody can prove that. You just base your opinion on that, and they base their opinion on that. There's no such thing as proof from that. You can't prove if anybody's born any type of way, right? So, therefore, that situation really doesn't apply to question three for the simple fact that you said there are facts. Now, if you were saying a murder case, you know what I'm saying, and you knew from the beginning that this man was guilty and the glove don't fit, you must have quit.
Well, I tell you something. Look. No, I'm gonna take a trial. Something that has facts in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because of who I am, because of what I am, or what I believe in, the way Blizzom is, mm-hmm. I feel like the justice system is superbly flawed. It is stacked against men and everything like that. I hate police. I hate judges because, like, a lot of times they just prosecute people for bullshit. All right, so.
Mm-hmm.
He had a case down here in Atlanta. You probably heard about it. A nigga named Brian Nichols, right?
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of Brian Nichols?
No.
Well, this nigga goddamn broke out of jail, shot the motherfucking judge that convicted him, shot a motherfucking he killed like five motherfuckers on a rampage and went on a motherfucking street around his bitch. But before he did it, the events that led up to him doing that, yes, I know Brian Nichols is guilty as fuck. He shot the fucking judge. He shot the customs officer. He shot the fucking guard. He shot the motherfucking court reporter when he snapped. That nigga snapped. But when you ask me, is Brian Nichols a cold-blooded, vicious murderer that should be killed? No. I don't feel that way. And you know why? Because of everything that led up to that man snapping. The justice system fucked the man over. You feel what I'm saying? The man went to trial on a charge, beat their ass at trial, and the motherfucking prosecutor got mad because he lost and kept fucking with him, kept going at him, brung him up with some new charges. Locked the nigga back up, that nigga snapped. You feel what I'm saying? He was ex-military, the nigga snapped. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Snapped, he killed five people and went on the run. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Had that motherfucking prosecutor never kept fucking with him after he won that motherfucking first time when they tried to try him for that bullshit. Well, not bullshit, they say he tied his girlfriend up and wouldn't let her go or some shit. You know what I'm saying? But has she not done that? Has she not just accepted the fact that the system won in that black man's favor that time and not fucked with him, brought him back up on all them trumped up ass charges? He would have never been locked up the second time, and he would never had to break out that motherfucker and kill five people when he did. So therefore, in my opinion, Brian Nichols is not necessary. He did kill those people, so if I had to be on the jury and they asking me, did he kill that judge? Yeah, but it's a whole bunch of reasons why he ended up in a position to kill that motherfucker. I might let him walk.
Mm-hmm.
That's my strong opinion.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm on the jury, he might not get convicted. Because I think about everything that led up to him even being reincarcerated the second time. Even though that's not the right to kill all the people he did, why the fuck was he? It's not just him. You feel what I'm saying? A lot of people look at me when I be like, man, fuck that. If I was on the jury, I wouldn't convict Ryan. And they be like, nigga, you crazy. He a murderous son of a bitch. But at the end of the motherfucking day, I know all the facts of the story. I watched the whole shit. The I know every point of everything that happened that led up to it. So I'm like, man, if they wouldn't have been fucking with that nigga, he wouldn't have got locked up the second time. Bam. Those five people would be alive. So that's how I see things. When I formulate an opinion, no matter what the facts are, yes, I know he shot that motherfucking judge, but why the fuck was he even back in jail again the second time?
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily feel like Brian Nichols is a bad guy. You see what I'm saying? He's a victim of circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Flawed. They fucked with him. They kept fucking with him. He snapped.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that? Am I
once again, you know, and my opinion is, if the facts are there, I'm kind of open to it. I can be swayed easily, but only if the facts are there. I try to be a fair person. So if it had like all those, like you said, if it had all those circumstances, I think as being a fair person and giving this person a fair shot, like I was, you know, asked to do as far as being on a jury, then yeah, I probably have to say that I'm agree with you on that.
But then again, if you ask anybody about Brian Nichols, and most people are going to be like, oh, yeah, he's going to get the chair. He deserved the chair.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily know if that's true. This is my opinion, though. But that's because...
No, I'm just... But it, like you said, if there's circumstances, you know, everybody have the right to their opinion, and, it, you know, some are swayed, some are not. That's
okay.
Part of our system.
Yeah, people listen to when I say shit like that, and they be like, you so fucking... You stupid. Like, how you feel like he don't deserve a death penalty? How you feel like... Look, Nick, do you know a whole fucking...
Blizzum,
story?
I don't think you're ever stupid, Blizzum.
They just don't listen. They don't. They think I'm just tripping. They think I'm just like... I don't know.
No,
anyway.
There's a method to your madness, babe.
Yeah. They don't get it. Question number four. Do you respect others' opinion and let them have that? You feel me? Or do you try to make others see it your way more often than not? Now, I can 100%, 1,000% say for question number four, 10 out of 10 times, I'm going to try to make you see it my way. See what I do, though.
Yeah.
Watch the show. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to try to make you see it my way. I see your opinion. I hear your opinion. But on question number four,
fuck you.
I'm going to try to make you see it my way. I'm going to respect it. I ain't going to try and just start a fight with you because you got your opinion. But I'm still going to try to make you see it my way. Especially if we feel something that's real emotional for me. So what do you
think? You are awesome, Blizzle.
I'm just saying. What about you? You respect
me? I'll go anywhere you lead me.
Oh, my God. You're just too gullible. Question five, so I can get the rest of the callers. Give me your opinion about any controversial topic, and let's see if you really respect my opinion, or if you say the hell with it. Fuck your opinion, Blizzard.
I don't know what to tell you, man. I'm a free spirit.
Do you think Obama's doing a good job as president? Give me your opinion
on that.
No, he's not. Want to debate with me on why I feel that way?
No.
Huh? You think I'm going to be able to change your mind?
I'm no fun. No.
No?
No.
Come on, man.
No.
Come on, the caller. You can't. Why do you think he's doing a big? I think he's doing a okay at best. I'm giving him a C at best.
Okay. Well, that's still not doing bad. He didn't get F.
Yeah,
he still ain't getting F, so I mean that's still good. That's still passing.
He's not Bush, but he's you know.
Right. So at the end of the day, like I said, he's doing a good job. So we agree, actually.
Average is not C. It's not a good. When I used to bring home C's, I used to goddamn get whooping and shit.
Well, compared to you know, once again, you gotta look at the circumstances. You feel what I'm saying? Like, what was you expecting out of what he was given? Like, was he supposed to make gold out of the straw? Let's be realistic.
See, I'm not judging him on the economy. That's the thing. That's the thing about it. I'm not judging Obama on the economy. The fact that we haven't fucking the fact that we even still have an economy, he gets an A. You feel what I'm saying? He gets an A because Bush almost left us without one.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not giving him a C on that. His average is a C, which means he gets an A for something like saving the economy.
Mm-hmm.
I give him an A on that, but it's a whole bunch of other shit that he's got low grades on that makes him balance out to a C.
Mm-hmm.
My cousin.
Really? Does that mean out of the top, what's important, and then the things that he got an A on, and the top that's really something that can be done.
Here we are back to everybody has an asshole, in my opinion. In my opinion.
All right.
Getting together with Eric Holder, and making sure all these black men that got railroaded with this fuck-ass crack law that they had, that gave all these motherfucking black men 10 times the motherfucking amount of prison as the same motherfucking white person that get caught with the same amount of cocaine, should have been A1, been fixed within the first 2 years of his presidency.
They think so?
Fucking right. That's my motherfucking goddamn. That's very up there on my list of shit Obama needs to do. Heavily was lying out in federal prison for doing when weapons is out, this motherfucker walking around free. So, yes, in my motherfucking opinion, shit like that is more important. Libya. Fuck Libya. If you want to ask me what the fuck is more important than Blizzum, fuck Muammar Gaddafi. Fuck Egypt. Fuck all those motherfuckers in the Middle East. They can all piss and die. I don't give a shit. I care more about that. Then about the fact that these motherfucking black men still doing all this ridiculous amount of time for a crime they should not be doing life for. He has not made a concerted effort to fix that, so therefore, in my opinion, he gets a fucking F when it comes down to how can you fix the justice system, Mr. President. You're failing miserably. Miserably, Obama. Eric, you're not doing your job. Fix it. Now, there you go.
All right.
All right?
All right.
Okay. Thanks for calling the show.
No problem, Lizzie. No problem.
Stay on the line. Stay on the line. We got people on the phone. We're going to see what's popping. All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I was dead serious about what the fuck I just said, by the way. I'm going to vote for Obama again. Chances are. But he does not get, he's not going to get a B or A grade for me until he fixes that. That's how important that issue is to me. Just like if I were a fag, I'd feel like he's getting a fucking C or a D because he hasn't done anything to make gay marriage legal. They mad at him too. Well, I'm the ex-dope boy that got motherfucking family members riding out of federal prison when these motherfucking murdering motherfuckers around here free as a motherfucker. All these motherfuckers who damn near ruined the economy around these motherfuckers still out here free. All these Wall Street tycoons who did far more damage. Did my motherfucking people doing federal time 25 years of life for telling dope. So, maybe it's the D-boy in me. Maybe it's the hood in me. But as far as I'm fucking concerned, until Obama fixes that and straightens that little piece of fucked up justice out, he's never going to get a fucking B or A in my grade book. I don't give a fuck about Libya. I don't give a fuck about how much aid you sent to Haiti or Japan. I could care less when it comes down to the grand scheme of things, when you put that up against him righting that wrong, all these black men doing all this time in federal prison for a goddamn crime they should not be doing that much time for, until he fixed that shit, the nigga's not getting the A or B from me. That's because that's that important to me. If you don't fix it, Obama, you're never going to get a B from me. I might still vote you in the next time anyway. What? Lesser of two evils. Well, I picked you the first time. But don't get it twisted. What's important to me is black shit. That's that black shit. I got an issue with it, Obama. He's not fixing it. Thus, c'est la vie, he cannot get a B grade for me. Until he fixes that. If he fixes that, I might jump him up to a B+. Until he fixes that, he's failing, in my book. And it's easy for him to fix. All right? That can be fixed. The crack law shit that he did, that was a workaround. They really didn't fix it. Because there's still too many black men doing federal time. And they're not violent criminals. And they're doing 30 years in prison. And they're going to do them to the day. Meanwhile, child molesters are roaming free. Rapists are roaming free. Murderers do 8 years. Sometimes 10. That is a law that was made to lock up niggas. Okay? Until somebody fixes it, and that includes you, Mr. President, I'm not giving you a passing grade. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. Billy Bad Phoenix, what's happening?
What's going on, Blizzard? Going ham on this shit, bro.
Hey, man, you know, people don't want to make me go there, but some things I'm highly opinionated about. That's one of them. I like Obama.
Oh,
he's
tired of everything,
but this nigga's not getting a passing grade from me until he fucking fix that. And if you don't fix it, he'll never be.
Before you even get to the question, you know what? Let me go ahead and retort on that real quick before you even get to the question. Okay, here's my opinion on the whole Libya situation. Okay, number one, have you, Minister Farrakhan did an interview. If you haven't seen it, look it up on YouTube. Minister Farrakhan had did an interview with a radio show host in Chicago. And
right.
He put Obama and Hillary Clinton on blast, but he had his own opinion about Gaddafi. Okay.
Right.
He was saying some stuff that Gaddafi did was just out of the 43 years that he was ruling Libya.
Right.
Farrakhan is saying that he discovered oil to build up Libya.
Right.
Okay, Obama's calling him a tyrant. Now, of course, it all depends on what Obama knows or what people are telling Obama about Gaddafi. If Minister Farrakhan did his research, it looks like that Farrakhan may have more facts than what Obama may know or what have been told by them.
I can only say
other people henceforth is probably Republicans, Tea Party people, since they're now the dominant party of this country, thanks to the Tea Party rising up. And I think in half of the Tea Party people racist anyway.
They are racist.
So
there's no question that the Tea Party are racist. They're racist.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not up for debate for me either. Anybody wants to spar with me about whether or not Tea Party members are closet racist? Fuck your opinion. Go ahead, homie. Finish talking.
Yep. But Farrakhan is sitting there pulling up these facts and saying, hey, don't listen to what these white people are telling you up in that office. Got to do your research and your facts to see what he's actually doing for this country.
Now,
he was saying Gaddafi didn't flee Libya to go to Brazil or whatever, saying he was hiding out. He was saying, hey, I'm right here.
Right.
You know, so it's like he was like saying, I'm one of you, my brother. Don't let these people demonize you because of what they're saying or what they think they may know about Gaddafi.
Right. Well, I don't.
Then do your facts.
Right. I don't know what Farrakhan said. I don't know what's going on with Gaddafi. There are some facts out there that would say that he's a dictator. He did just open fire on some civilians and fucking shoot
right.
a 50 caliber tank mount gun into a crowd of fucking civilians. And
that was wrong. So
he did that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if our president right now in the middle of fucking New York City or Washington, D.C., told our army to open fire on civilians, we'd have his head on a platter. We'd want him out of there. All right? Now, that's what I do know. You know what I'm saying? If he did that, we want him to fuck up out of there. There would be no changing it. Okay? All right?
Yeah,
now,
he's been home.
Say what now?
Say he would have been impeached. He wouldn't have been in jail. The nigga would have been hung.
Yeah. So if he did that, or if any president did that, if any president turned the military on the civilians, he wouldn't last in an election. We'd want him out of here ASAP. Now, with that being said, I don't know what Farrakhan per se looked up or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And you got to make sure you careful with Farrakhan, because Farrakhan is Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam. At the end of the day, now, and I can say this because, and I'm black, and I can say this, they are racist. All right.
Oh yeah, they are.
The Nation of Islam is a racist organization. All right. Now that's just what it is. There are different types of racism. That's not even reverse racism. They just don't like white people. You know what I'm saying? For the fact that they are white, for the most part. You know what I'm saying? So. The Nation of Islam is pretty much a racist organization. You know what I'm saying? Not so much extreme as a group of skinheads, but they are the same at the end of the day in principle. Now, with that being said, with Farrakhan, what he says and the things that he may feel like Obama needs to listen to along those lines, maybe he has some validity about what Muammar Gaddafi did to found, I mean, not really found, but to run Libya for all these past years. But I think over the years of running a country for 43 years, let's just make one thing fucking clear for me, okay? This is how I feel about the world and period. No one should be in power in charge of a mass amount of people or land for that long. I don't believe in monarchies. I don't like kings and queens, people who are just in charge just by right because they were born there. I'm glad I didn't live in a country where that was, because George Bush, we elected an idiot because of his daddy. You feel me? I couldn't imagine if he just got appointed to be that shit on GP. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I couldn't even imagine it. You know what I'm saying? But I don't like the fact, I don't like Fidel Castro regime, not because I don't feel like America has not done some backstabbing shit to Cuba and shit like that, but at the end of the day, I don't think no one should rule a country that long. I am a fan of the quote-unquote democratic process, whereas the people hold elections, they debate the issues, what's going on with the people, and the people say, a majority of us say, he should be in charge, run it. When people don't let that be an option, I'm not for them to be in power. And that's what Gaddafi is, all right? So that's why, at the end of the day, I'm not arguing with Obama or the rest of the world who says Muammar Gaddafi has been a dictator, he's been in power, quote-unquote, too long. I don't live in Libya, so I don't even know if he's a dictator or not. But I do know he's been in power too long, and I do know he just fucking opened fire on a group of fucking civilians and cut down a couple of them with a fucking 50 cal tank mount gun. And he told his soldiers to do it. You know what I'm saying? So now, that's that on that particular issue with Gaddafi. Now, let me go ahead and jump back to the show. Let me go ahead. Episode 181. All right. Question number one for Billy Bad Phoenix. Does your opinion get swayed easily once you have formulated it on an opinion or an issue? Does your opinion get swayed easily once you have formulated it on an issue? Are you easily swayed?
The only way my opinion gets swayed easily is if the person who has their own opinion about the same topic have more facts than I do. Uh-huh. If they have more facts than I do, that would convince me. And I think this would probably answer all the questions except for five. If they have more facts, that would convince me more that they are in the right and I'm in the wrong, and to be like, okay, you can have that. And of course, yeah, I would be like, okay, you got that, as long as I do the research and see that, yeah, this person is factual. But if I do see something here that's going to make me, you know, go ahead with you and say, nah, this is what it is, and this is what happened, I did my research, look it up, that is the only way that my comments, that my debate would be swayed. That would be the only way my opinion would be swayed, is if they have more facts than I do, and it's more conventional, if that's a word, than mine would.
Okay.
That would be the only way. So it's like, for example, like, you know, if you watch, like, some judge shows, they're nothing but claim court cases. Okay, of course. The judge don't know you from a can of paint. The only thing he's going to know, or the only thing he's going to need, is proof in order to convince. If you don't have proof to convince me about how, you know, on swaying my opinion, then of course your words won't be nothing.
Okay, right. So I understand, and that's kind of, you kind of did touch on the question number three. That's the number one question, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Question number two is, do you think it's being stubborn when you stand your ground in a debate if you feel like you are right? Is that being stubborn if you feel like you are right? Is that just standing your ground? Or is that just being stubborn if you feel like you are right? Whether, regardless of the fact, you feel like you are right.
If I feel like I'm right, and I know that I'm right, and I have all my ducks in a row stating that, yes, I am right, then yes, I am going to stand my ground. I am going to stand my ground, you know. Otherwise, we would sit there and debate all day until we all tied in the breath.
Uh-huh.
You know?
That's how I am. People don't understand that. Question number two. People like to say, you just bullheaded. You think you know everything. Look, man. I don't just be talking
out
the side of my ass.
I get that all the time, too.
I don't be talking out the side of my ass. Now, there's some things like relationship issues and shit that, you know, people are going to be like. But even still, when it comes down to relate. And question number two is the one that I'll start talking. I'll bring up a relationship issue about, because see, relationship issues are really one of them things that you can't base it on facts. You feel what I'm saying? Like when we say women cheat as much as men, or when we say stuff like women are too emotional, or when we say stuff like guys just want to get some pussy and that's it. Or when we have these relationship shows on K100, this is where question number two comes in. Because I feel how I feel about certain things when it comes down to women. I don't have any facts, okay? Only facts I have is experience, what I've seen,
right,
and the things I've been through in my life when it comes down to relationships. You feel what I'm saying?
That's all you need. That's all
that's
you need.
That's what I'm saying. There is no, I don't have any stats that says black women are more materialistic than anybody else. But I do know that I see more black women talking about what a motherfucker got to have and what a motherfucker can do for their motherfucking ass than anybody else, even when they don't have shit. That's what I do know.
Basically. You know,
yeah, so
like, why I got to worry about, why I got to be about the type of car he drives? Why I can't just be a car?
Right.
You know, it ain't, you know, ain't got to be a lemon, but at least, you know,
why
ain't
got to
be no Mercury or Lincoln MK5 or whatever.
Right. Why is the first thing a black woman look at is a man's shoes? What does that make of a man? What does that mean? You can tell a lot about a man by his shoes. What the fuck can you tell but from him by his shoes? How much money he got or whatever?
Anybody can wear some Nikes that are bootleg that can look real and then pretend that, you know, that he got it like that. But I'm pretty sure he's going to pull you for the okey-doke later on.
Right. So it's things like that right there that make me say, you know, black women are fucking really materialistic. You know what I'm saying? And it's not because I have any statistical data to back that up. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? But and, you know, you get women that call in and it's going to hit number one and going to say, ah, that's bullshit because blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, look, I be around black people. 95% of my friends are black.
Yep.
I got a couple of white friends, but even the white friends I do have, I don't really hang around them often. They're cool with me and we're friends, but I don't hang with them a lot. When I'm hanging, it's like a 99% chance of everybody I'm hanging with and associated with and talking to are black people. Not because I don't like white people. It's just the fact that that's just how my life is. You know what I'm saying? And plus, I'm in a chocolate city, aka Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying? But with question number two, the relationship issues are the ones that I really just want to drive the nail home on. You feel me? On that particular one. You know what I'm saying? All right. Question number. But if the facts support another point of view, but your personality or other reasons make you formulate an opinion that is opposite, how easy is it for you to change your mind? For instance, statistically, Billy Baffini, all cops aren't pigs. Statistically, more cops don't kill people, don't shoot men down in cold blood. There are way more. It's only a small percentage of cops who's actually had to shoot to kill in their career. You feel me? All right?
Mm-hmm.
That has absolutely nothing to do with the fact that I think cops are pigs. Doesn't change my opinion. The cops are a legal gang. The cops are power-hungry assholes. And this is what I feel about cops, even though I know for a fact that statistically, on average, most cops have not shot a black man and killed him, and you know, for no bullshit reason.
Just because. Right?
You know, just because, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, there's been enough of them that have done it that represent the Shield. And I've had my own run-ins with policemen and how they treated me to make me formulate that opinion. You feel what I'm saying? That's why I come up. That's why I put question number three out there. So, what say you about question number three?
Okay, in regards to the cop thing, I got a family friend that's a cop.
Uh-huh.
I do. One of the nicest people you will ever meet. I know this because I used to date his goddaughter. Uh-huh. You know? So, always, you know, he always kept my mom in the loop about what's going on, you know, things of that nature. So it was like, okay, whatever she tell me stuff about, like, you know, going out or whatever, cops gonna be bad. He just told me that, like, okay, I believe you, because I didn't even sit there in front with my mama.
Right.
Now, of course, it once again goes to the part where, in regards to if you have evidence versus my personality.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, your personality is just what you feel strongly about. That's just your own opinion. But of course, even though all the facts in the world can say this is 1,000 truths right here, but your personality gonna say no. Guess what? My truths are 1,000,000. That 1,000 truths is gonna prove over your 1,000,000 truths because that's just how you feel strongly internally, not because of what you see. Now, without seeing, you're just gonna go based off of what you feel.
Right.
What you feel, you stick with, because that's just you. You're human. You're gonna stick with that.
And I think everybody
see that 1,000 truths and be like, okay, yeah, okay, I understand now. Now I get it. Okay, I'm about to tell that person, yeah, I get it now.
Right.
Don't I feel stupid?
Yeah.
But you're going to admit that to that person because you're prideful. You know, you're going to admit that to that person.
Right. Go ahead.
Yeah, it all boils down to facts and evidence. You
don't
believe it until you see it.
I mean, I believe that. I mean, people have shown me evidence. When I've had the cop debate with people, they've shown me evidence of, like, look how many, look at the small amount of cops that actually have shot and killed a black man, as opposed to how many cops there are in the country. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, the odds of you running to a cop that actually would do something like that or kill you, whatever, if you look at it statistically, yeah, I see your stats, but that doesn't make me feel any safer being a black man dealing with police.
Oh, yeah, and that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Let me give you a prime example. I had posted a link on Facebook one time about these four cops in Houston. And I think Nooney had put the same thing on his page, too, about four cops in Houston stopped a 15-year-old boy who had robbed a convenience store.
Uh-huh.
All right? The four cops closed in on him real quick. Well, no matter of fact, he tried to run, but the cop rammed him with his car. So he got up and he surrendered. He got up on his position. But
right.
Then that's when the cops started charging him and whooping his ass like he robbed a Capital Bank.
Right.
You know,
right.
Whooped his ass for 5 minutes. So I'm just like, dude, he's already in the position. All you have to do is put the cuffs on him and put him in the car.
Right. Right.
Ain't no reason for you to take out your batons and whoop his ass and ram him with a car.
Yeah, I thought that
was... make your point across by saying, I'm the shield, I am law. No, you're not. You just somebody who's power hungry and think that you can get away with shit because you got a gun in the bag.
Your job was to apprehend the suspect. He was already giving up. Why the fuck are you beating the shit out of him? I saw
and
that
he's
one.
He's 15.
Yeah, he's 15 years old. So now what do you think his opinion is going to be about cops, even for the rest of his life?
Yeah, cops ain't shit. Fuck the police like Boosie, you know?
Right.
That's it.
Right. So, you know, I mean, like I said, it's one of these areas of debate that no matter what the facts show me, you can show me all the good cops you want. You can show me the stats on how many cops have ever actually killed black. You can show me. I don't give a fuck your opinion. All right? To hell with your opinion on the shit with the cops. There's nothing you're going to say to change my opinion about police officers, man. No amount of talking is going to change it, homie. No amount of talking, mm-hmm. No amount of stats you show me, no, nothing. Nothing is going to change my mind on how I feel about cops. It's just not going to happen. Okay, do you respect other people's opinion and let them have that, or do you try to make others see it your way more often? Do you try to convince people of your point, or do you just be like, look, that's your opinion, I'm good?
On some topics, like, you know, with the homo, with the people who were born thing, born gay question, I know people ain't born gay. You know, people just say that and then just go on a rant about it and get all emotional about it. Like, okay, you know what? Ain't gonna be no further use of me wasting my energy on it because I know you're right. You know what? You can have that. You know, because of course I know ain't nobody going to sit there and come out the womb and say, hey, guess what? I'm going. You know, you come out the womb as a boy. Guess what? I'm thinking about in my infant mind to suck some dick when I'm 20, or you come out as a girl. And your infant mind, hey, I'm going to lick some pussy or put on a strap on. You know, nobody don't have that mindset when you first come out the womb. You know, it's about the environment you grew up in, who raised you, what you learned. You know, so the only way I'm going to let you have that is if you take it too personal. Instead of me wasting my time with you about what I know that I'm right on and what facts that I know that I'm right on that I researched. So that's the only way I'm going to let them have that is if they get too emotional, too personal with it.
Okay. Yeah. I'm kind of like that. All right. Question number five. All right. Question number five. Give me your opinion on any controversial topic. And let's see if you really respect my opinion or if you say the hell with it. Give me your opinion on something controversial.
Okay, controversial. Right now, that most recent was talking about on the shit with Cisco 2011. I mean Chris Brown. About when he went to Good Morning America, did his interview with the woman. And, you know, she kept talking about the whole thing with Rihanna. And they lifted up restraining order. Rihanna lifted the restraining order.
Uh-huh.
And all he kept talking about was promoting his album or whatever. But then after his performance, he decided to go ham on the producer of Good Morning America, go in the dressing room with a bunch of his boys, and throw a chair at a window.
Uh-huh.
Now, what would possess you to think on some childish shit? You know, you're a grown man now. What possessed you to do some shit like that? You could have handled that a little bit better and still talk about your album, did your performance, you know, get your good performance money and walk out and do the next thing that you're supposed to do is handle your business. Now, of course, I've seen a couple of people, I was on a social networking site called Urban Chat when they was talking about this. And a couple of people was like, man, they need to get off of Chris's dick and this, that, and the third, you know. And they should have been bringing up Rihanna, this, that, and the third. That shit is too old. Okay, yes, it is old. But the woman, before they went on the air, said, hey, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions about you and Rihanna's situation, about her lifting up the suspension. Are y'all going to talk again, or are y'all going to be cool again? And I wonder if that's cool with you. And he was like, yeah, go ahead. That's all right. It's cool. But then you go on the show, and then she blasts you on the and I said to put her on blast, but she's sitting there talking about it on the air, and he's going to sit there and put his tail between his legs and throw a chair at a window that he could have paid five for. But guess what? Good Morning America was like, nah, he's cool on that. We want him and Rihanna to come back and do a reunion. Now, okay, now, of course, what would be your opinion on that situation on what I just told you about Cisco 2011?
Now, listen. I know Chris Brown shouldn't have threw the chair, all right? I know Chris Brown shouldn't have threw the chair. What was wrong? All right. I don't even think he should have fucking... it's a lot of things Chris do, like dyeing his hair blonde. That was wrong. Okay, there's a lot of things that's wrong with Chris Brown. Okay, let me just make that clear. But I will take my argument way the fuck back to when he first fucked up. Rihanna started this whole shit, but Rihanna is getting a fucking pass. Look, bitch, episode 25, Mama said knock you out.
Yeah.
Bitch, if you put your hands on me, bitch, you should expect to get your motherfucking shit knocked in. C-R-V, she slapped him, kicked him, threw his phone at him and hit him in the face with it. He tore that ass out the frame.
Yeah.
Ever since then, it's been attack Chris, attack Chris, attack Chris. Chris can't fucking win, fucking lose. All right?
Yep.
Now, meanwhile, Rihanna. Oh, sweet little Rihanna. Oh, she's the victim. You know, he guy shouldn't hit a girl. I don't care. Whoa, 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 whoa. Keep your hands to yourself, bitch. Okay? Keep your hands to yourself. Now, with that being said, fast forward 2011, Chris comes on the show. He told the producer beforehand he don't want to talk about Rihanna, but for some kind of fucking reason, the producer tried to work it in with Robin and get them to talk about it. Shout a snap. He snapped.
Yeah.
Okay. He was wrong for snapping. He shouldn't have threw the chair and all that kind of shit. But why did you even have to bring up the fucking fact? Why did you, I don't give a fuck if you asked him if it was okay or not. Why the fuck are you talking about that to this man? Period.
Of course.
Why?
Yeah, of course. At the same token, why did not Chris say, hey, I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about the album before it got on the air.
That's why Chris is a fucking idiot also. Okay?
And why did Chris choose to accept saying, hey, Robin, you got the green light. Let's talk about me and Rihanna's situation.
That was stupid because he thought he was going to be good. He thought he was going to be able to be a man, but when she boxed him in and he felt the heat of the light and he felt himself looking a little crazy with the questioning, you feel what I'm saying? Shawty snapped.
Right.
All right, he snapped. And he shouldn't have done that, but I still feel like at the end of the day, it's his fault because you are responsible for your actions. But at the end of the day, why the fuck did they even bring that up? Why do you want to talk about that? And the man, he really don't want to talk about it. I know it's a talk show. It's ratings. It's Chris Brown. But why are you talking about it? And he really don't want to talk about it. You know he really don't want to talk about it. Even though you said you asked him. But you know he really don't want to talk about it, though.
Of course.
And you know he's been through the ringer enough. They took the man down through there. About the Chris Brown shit. They took him down through there about the Chris Brown shit. Okay, so, yeah, he should have threw the chair, but in my fucking humble opinion, like you said, you got yours. I'm still on Chris' side. I've been on Chris' side ever since that motherfucker hit him in the face with a phone and he knocked that stupid ass out.
Yeah.
Bitch, keep your hands to yourself. Episode 25, Mama said knock you out. Look it up. Women don't hit men unless you want to get punched.
Yeah.
Don't throw a phone in my fucking face hard as you can unless you want me to knock your motherfucking red ass out.
Yeah.
I don't hit you. You don't hit me.
And don't look at me like what would happen.
You know what I mean? So when you take the fact that I've had the episode, Mama Said Knock You Out episode, the fact that I feel like Chris had been totally victimized 10 times the amount, and Rihanna got away with some bullshit because she started the fight. No one talks about who started the fight, but Rihanna started the fight. And then Chris ended it. When you take all that into consideration, all right, I still feel like they are agitating Chris. They fucking with Chris. Christian, he should have known better. He should be grown enough now. But Chris obviously has some anger management issues, okay? It's a real problem. It's a medical condition, people. Why is it that when the goddamn young black superstar got a medical... Why is it that when the motherfucking young white superstar got a motherfucking drug problem, they send her ass off to rehab and say she needs to get herself clean, but they admit that she has a problem? Well, the homie got anger management issues.
Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan, the parasocial,
yeah,
who got locked up and guess what? Served number
right.
what?
Right.
In between 3 to 9 months.
Right. But,
but
Chris
you,
Brown got... Yeah.
But you put...
Yeah, Chris Brown got some anger management issues. He got a bad temper. Don't agitate the man. You don't go up and slap the Hulk. You don't do that. Okay? You know what I'm saying? So, don't agitate Chris. All right, let me go ahead. I got people raising their hand on me. Stand by, all right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, stay on the line. LL. Now she's shaving.
Hello.
LL, what's happening, babe?
What's going on? I miss you guys.
I know. Where you been?
Well, I have finals, and then I'm working on some big things. I'm not saying anything yet, but I'm working on some big things. But I did get out of the term, this last term, with 2 A's and a B. So
hey,
we still, you know, school's still doing its thing, and then I got some other things in the works. So, yeah, everything's lovely. I'm just super busy now. So
that's what's up.
Yeah.
Busy is always good. Busy means money's going to be coming soon. Exactly.
Yeah.
I hope you won't be mad if I tell you that I was in South Carolina this past weekend.
All right. Good night, K-100.
Wait a minute. I was in Greensville. I wasn't where you was at.
Okay. Good night, K-100.
Wait a minute.
I didn't get a phone call.
For the moment. I didn't know I was going to that day. Well, actually, the night before.
Okay, so you knew the night before. I would have accepted. You should have held on to that day. But since you keeping it wind, the night before, I couldn't get a phone call? Really?
Yes, ma'am. I'm saying I went to a conference.
Huh.
We was there for a conference, and then we left. My bad.
What the topic I need to talk to Bliss and the host, because I definitely ain't talking to Sarah Blue tonight. Not at all.
Well, Blissom is in full effect, and he's in rare form. Episode 180. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty interesting subject. To hell with your opinion. That's the name of the show.
Oh, to the hell with my opinion about you not calling me? Is you trying to say something?
Well, no, really, literally, the name of the show is to hell with your opinion.
No,
really.
I know it is. I know it is.
Question number one is, does your opinion get swayed easily once you have formulated it on an issue? Are you easily swayed once you formulate an opinion on something?
No, not even if I'm wrong.
See, that's why you my dog. You feel what I'm saying? See, we come from a certain cloth. You got to be a certain kind of motherfucker to be that way. You feel
yeah.
what I'm saying? You know what?
Yeah.
Once I'm deadlocked in some shit, you ain't gonna. It's gonna be hard for you to change
Very
my. Because I don't formulate my opinion on bullshit. I formulate my opinion based on evidence, facts, a little bit of investigation, and my personality.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
So even if I'm wrong, I'm gonna say, well, that might be the way it is, but it's not the way it should be.
Right. Thank you. Thank you. That's what I was looking for. I was looking for a way to just say that simple. That's the line.
Yeah.
That makes you right. Yeah. Brian Nichols, maybe Brian Nichols should go to jail for shooting the judge and shit. Maybe so. But God damn it, he should have never been locked up in the first motherfucking place. So God damn it, not guilty. Should let him ride the first time. He won. You kept fucking with him, so he snapped and killed 5 people, motherfucker. That's what you get. Oh, yeah, that's for my Atlanta people on the phone line. They know what I'm talking about. They know about Brian Nichols.
Yeah.
Dude, Brian Nichols. Yeah, shawty. Anyway, question number two. Do you think that it's being stubborn when you stand your ground in a debate, even if you feel like you are right, even if some evidence of the contrary, when you stand your ground, is that being stubborn or is that just being opinionated? Is there a difference?
there's definitely a difference. It's not being stubborn, it's being opinionated, because if there weren't certain people who stood their ground when it came, even though the white man thought it was right all day to have slaves, if there wasn't progressive thinking white, other white people and other people who stood their ground when it came to slavery, we'd still be enslaved.
Couldn't have said it better myself. One more time. Couldn't have said it better myself. That's how change comes about, people. Somebody has an opinion about some shit, whether you feel like it's right, whether the masses feel like it's right. Somebody has an opinion. Somebody says, that's not right.
And they wouldn't shut up about it. They wouldn't say, that's not right. They said, that shit ain't right.
Right. So until Obama changes, or whoever the fuck changes and fixes the fact that black men are doing 30 years of life for selling crack and murderers and rapists are getting 8 years, Obama is never going to be a success story to me. It's not happening. He's not getting a grade A or B until he fixes that. When you fix it, Mr. President, fix it. I still vote for you again because you're the lesser of two evils. But until you fix that, you're never going to be a success story to Blizzom. It's not happening. Next question.
But, you know, on the same token, Blizzom, you know, we need to make enough noise. There's somebody who needs to not have their opinion swayed or not be speaking on that opinion, you know, they need to be loud about it and make him change it. They got to make him change it. I mean, I say this all day, every day. Obama's legacy for being in the White House, that's his legacy for his family. What
right.
are you going to do for your family while he's in the White House to build your legacy for your family? Because that man essentially ain't got nothing to do with you. It's good to see him there.
Right.
It gives our little children hope. But what are you going to do while he's there to make his legacy, you know, trickle down to your family? Because if you ain't going to do nothing, then, you know, it might as well be anybody else in office. For real, for real.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I'm just not letting up. Now, I'm not going to act like I've been out there debating, picketing with the picket signs, saying, you know, change the crack, you know, enact the crack laws, you know, fix the crack laws. And you know what I'm saying? And make it fucking retroactive. So dudes that's been in prison for 25 years now for selling crack and the thousands of murderers and rapists that have been freed since then,
yeah.
I want you to make it retroactive, motherfucker. Which means if they already did the amount of time that they would have got, if that was cocaine, they need to get the fuck out. And I mean, right the fuck now. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? Right now. Not next. No, bitch. Now. So you fucking do it, Obama. Eric Holder, you're not getting a grade A or B from Blizzom as a president. You're not getting it, homie. Mr. President, not happening. I'm not giving Obama a grade A or B until he fixes that issue. That's that. Question number three. If the facts support another point of view, but your personality or other reasons make you formulate an opinion that is not that is the opposite, how easy is it for you to change your opinion? Basically, if the facts say, you know, this right here really should be this way, but you did your own research and you look at it, you look at it like, look, I know that stat says this, that, and a third. Like, and for the sake of this argument, because I don't know if you're on the line or not, I use the born gay theory. I don't give a shit how many people you showed me that been gay since they was 10 or 3 or whatever. I don't give a fuck about all the scientific things you try to show me. I don't feel like nobody is born gay. If you were born to sleep with a woman, you would have been born with a dick and vice versa. So...
No, okay, go ahead.
Right.
I just
right.
Okay.
So I'm not changing on that. So if somebody presents facts to you that are contrary to what you have a strong opinion about, how easy for it is it to change your opinion?
Well, first, my definition of facts is just someone else's truth that they were willing to write down and said it was fact. So it's still not necessarily going to change my opinion. Because your set of facts, your reason for your facts, and your facts to be your facts, that's what you believe, that's your truth. My truth could also be my fact on the situation. You just wrote yours down first and got it accredited. You're a little bit more educated than I am, or you have access to these publications, so you said it was facts because that's your truth, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's fact.
Okay, so...
I'm saying. I'm still not going to change my opinion on it. I mean, it could be that's a fact for you. That's not a fact for me.
Right. I'm with you. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Well, once I make my opinion on shit, because and the reason why I'm like this, the reason why it's hard for somebody to make me change my opinion on anything that I now I'll tell you off the top, when something pops off, And I'd be like, well, I'm big enough type person to tell you, look, I don't have an opinion either way because I really don't know too much about it. That's what I say.
Yeah.
When I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. If you haven't looked into that far into it, then
right.
It's just whatever because, you know, either A, that's not something that I'm interested in researching to find out. It's not a discussion that interests me.
Uh-huh.
Whatever. So it's whatever y'all want to roll with. But in all honesty, there cannot be any hardcore fact because there's always so many different sides to everything. Like even in a car accident, there cannot be any there is going to be fact that they determined to be fact, but that's because they determined it. If somebody else would have determined it, maybe that wouldn't be fact. Do you get what I'm saying?
There's always
so many different things that come into play with everything when anything happens. It's only fact because the person who got there first said it was.
Right. Like what Billy Bad Penny was saying with Libya earlier. I know for a fact that Gaddafi just shot a group of armed people, but at the end of the day also, there could be facts that those people were trying to, quote-unquote, overthrow his regime, which he feels, which he may feel like is solid and good for the people. Of course, I am of the opinion that no one should rule any country that size, and there's millions of people there for 40-something fucking years. No one should be in power that long. I don't give a fuck. I don't believe in monarchies. I don't like anything like that. You know what I'm saying?
But,
so,
and it happens all the time. But, no, I'm the same. I'm like you. No, there's no way you're going to expect something to have a peaceful order when this family has been in rule for all this time and somebody else's family who's finally just tired of it has been in the slums. No.
Right.
I want my family to shine sometime. Y'all done had this all. No.
Right.
There's one hard head in every generation. There's a couple, really. But that's just going to be like, nah, now, see, I'm tired of this game. I don't want to play this game no more.
Right. Question number four, do you respect others' opinions and let them have that, or do you try to get others to see things your way more often than not? Or are you the type of person that just says, well, I see your opinion, you're welcome to that, but this is my opinion, or do you try to convince people to come into your fold, like I do on K100?
It depends on what it is and how passionate I am about it, but for the most part, you can, in someone's conversation, you'll know off top whether or not you're going to be able to get them to sway. So if it's something that needs to be done immediately and it's something, you know what I'm saying, that we're in the process of trying to handle and their conversation already shows that they're not stable, they're not standing concrete, then yeah, I'm going to try to sway them. But if, for instance, I had to serve jury duty once and, you know, there was a couple in the room that needed to be swayed and in their initial conversation, I knew right then that they could be swayed and I swayed them to agree with me. But for the ones being hard-headed, they were like really like not having it for whatever reasons, and that's another thing about it. When it comes to opinions, so much comes into play. There were people on that jury with me who was saying what they were saying because they was ready to get home to their kids, or they was hungry, or they
right.
wanted, you know, they didn't have nothing to do
right.
with what was going on. But then you have the other people who were more willing to listen because they were more involved with what was going on instead of the outside sources, and those were the ones who were able to be swayed.
Right.
So it depends on the situation.
It's so sticky.
Sometimes I don't have time. Sometimes I'm not, if I think that I'm right and you gonna keep talking this, I don't want to hear dumbness in my ear all day. No, you know what? You just go be ignorant. I'm gonna let you have that.
Okay. So I guess it depends. Yeah, I guess it would depend. You know what? I guess it would probably, maybe it would probably depend. Like, it's like me. Why would I sit here and argue back and forth with a skinhead about anything that has to do with Obama? Why would I argue with a straight-up cracker about anything that has to do with Obama when I know you're a cracker? I know the real reason you don't like him is because he's black. So no matter what the fuck
and the
I
real
say,
reason why you don't, I mean, because he's
right.
black and because you have been trained all your life not to like black people. I'm in my
right.
conversation, I'm not
right.
going to be able to sway you. It would take
right.
months and months and months of us getting to know each other. But in that initial conversation, it's not going to happen, so I'm not going to waste my breath.
Right. With people like that, I'm like, you know, I ain't going to sit here and go bait. But then again, I don't know. Sometimes when I talk to a motherfucking white person or whatever who I know for a fact are just saying shit because they're so ignorant, the shit that they're saying is so unfactual that the only reason they could possibly be saying that Obama is that bad is because they're a cracker because all their facts are not in order. Look. I'm a black person that voted for him, and I'm still giving him a C, but that I just told you the reason why I'm giving him a C. You feel
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay, but sometimes when you run into
about him
and
the economy,
conversations, But listen, them conversations right there, you telling me you don't ever run into, okay, because this has happened to me too, you be at a bar somewhere and they just going in on Obama.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, you join the conversation because you're like, wait a minute, that's not, I don't think it's that way. And they back down because, oh, shoot, I didn't know that black person was sitting right there while I'm going in on him. So I'm just like, I'm going to concede to what they're saying, but I'm not really. It's not like me, but I'm going right back to what I was saying. But
right.
In front of them, I'm going to concede and say, oh, okay, yeah, you know what? No, I didn't look like, I didn't look at it that way and this and that. Because they basically, they don't want no trouble with you.
No, the problem, see, the point is, see, it's not even about do they want no problems with me. They really don't. But at the end of the day, it's because you are here talking shit that you fucking, A, you're lying, and B, you're just not being factual with what you're saying about him. I will not argue with anyone who says they don't like Obama for the reason, or they giving him a bad grade as a president for the reason that I stated. But I rarely hear that reason. You feel what I'm saying? I rarely hear
that. Yeah, because you're not going to hear that reason. They don't know. They don't. That doesn't concern them. Your reason for giving him a bad grade does not concern them at all. So they're not going to have that same reason.
Right. So my reason for giving Obama a grade of a C is my opinion for a wholly separate, different reason for a white person who's just really a racist. You feel what I'm saying? Really don't like him because.
I mean, if that's indeed their personality, because yeah, that's all they really have to stand on is the fact that they just don't want him in office. Period, point blank. It's not even a it's not a factual stance. It's not a scientific stance. It's an emotion. It's purely based off emotion and what they were taught. No, he is not supposed to be in office because he is not supposed to, in any shape, form, or fashion, be seen as superior to the white race. And that office holds that status of superiority, which ironically, since he's been in office, they don't even treat it as such.
That's a whole other debate. I can't do it. I cannot start that line of conversation because then I won't.
Okay. You can go to the next call. The
amount of disrespect they show the office of the presidency because he's in the presidency, I'm not even going to get into it. You feel me? And then you're going to have, you have crackers who call my show and be like, that's not the case. And I'm just like, you know what? Fuck your opinion.
That's true. I mean, and it comes down to simple as you can turn on CNN or NBC or whatever at any given time, and you will hear them say, oh, Barack Obama.
Yeah.
When, and in the past, every president before him is president or former President Bush. While he was in office, it was always President Bush, president first, and you will hear them blatantly just be like Barack Obama, like this other nigga from
this guy here. Yeah, but that's a whole other subject. Next one, so I can get to Shay. Give me your opinion about any controversial topic, and let's see if you can really respect my opinion or if you're going to say, fuck it, listen to hell with your opinion. What's your opinion on something controversial right now?
Right now, the lady who, and Olivia, who was telling the press that she had gotten raped.
Uh-huh. Right. I saw that.
And the fact that so many Americans have so much to say about that.
Uh-huh.
Yes, in our country, we do have the right to free speech. Guess
uh-huh.
what?
Right.
Yeah, they put a bag over her head and pulled a knife on her and pushed her down and smashed the camera and da-da-da. They don't have that right. So she should have kept her mouth shut, in my opinion. You can't just change things because Americans are in the room. If you knew that saying that was going to put your life in danger because you obviously ain't 11 years old running around there, you obviously a grown woman, then you took that chance. And why are we talking about something? They shouldn't have treated her that way. They shouldn't have treated her that way. They have their set of rules over there. We have our set of rules. If you don't like the way they have their set of rules, move over there and try to change them. But don't be standing over here on this soil talking about them and pointing fingers at them because you don't live over there.
So what you're telling me
is... That's like me coming to your house.
I got to ask you though because... Like, before I say... So what you're saying is... You know, you think that it's right that they fucking probably gonna kill that motherfucker? She probably gonna never.
I don't think
that
it's right because it's not humane.
Okay.
But I think that if we have to follow our laws, then she gotta follow her laws. And just because American journalists happen to be there and catch that on camera, that's like me coming to your house and you telling your child can't do something, and me coming in there and let your child do it. That's not the way that works.
Right. So you're just saying the fact that she did that was stupid.
It was very dumb on her part. And the fact that, I mean, I'm just waiting to see who or what's going to happen now as far as trying to protect this woman. No, that's the wrong woman. She knew the rules when she, you know what I'm saying, when she opened her mouth.
But then again, L, before I go to Shay, I gotta bring up one contradictory point that you just actually did yourself about 10 minutes ago. You said that when people, if everybody shut their mouth when slavery was popping off, we'd still be slaves. Well, there you have it.
That is exactly true. But at the same time, like I said, no, there wasn't. We still have freedom of speech. Obviously, they don't have freedom of speech. So I didn't contradict myself. We still have freedom of speech. And I, like I said, the progressive whites were amongst the most of them saying that, no, the slavery is bad. Flavor, we need to get rid of this. So, no, I didn't contradict myself. Obviously, she doesn't have freedom of speech. Because if she did, it wouldn't have been that issue.
But, I mean,
I didn't contradict myself.
Back in the day, even when the black people who didn't have the right to, who were three-fourths of, or one-third of a man.
And that's why you hope that progressive thinking white person came along, and then you could talk to them about it. But at the same time, it had to take somebody who was willing to listen, you know what I'm saying, the progressive thinking white person.
I don't know.
No, but rules are rules, and laws are laws. I'm not contradicting myself. Rules are rules, and laws are laws.
Somebody had the book, Shawty.
If she died in the line of getting booked, you know what I'm saying? Why are we still to feel sorry for her? We have to follow the rules over here. If you're driving down the street, okay, listen, look at it like this. Okay, wait, let me say this right quick. Laws are laws. If you're driving down the street and you're drunk, just because you continue to drive down the street drunk, they ain't going to change the law and say you can drive down the street drunk.
But L.
Are they?
L.
No.
It's not gonna happen. We're gonna applaud, and we're gonna, me personally, and most people in this country, we're gonna applaud her, and we're gonna want to know about.
I don't applaud her for putting her life in danger like that. I think it was a very dumb move on her part. If she wanted to say something, she could have did it in a more strategic manner than that. But as far as putting her life in danger like that, no, I don't applaud that at all. I think that was pure stupidity.
Tubman dumb.
Huh?
Was Harriet Tubman dumb?
No.
Well, why would you call that woman dumb?
Because you cannot do it that way. If they would have killed her with American cameras right there, there wouldn't have been a thing anybody would have been able to do about it.
They would have caught Harriet Tubman. They would have hung Harriet Tubman for what she was doing. She was free and slave.
Okay. But do you understand what I'm saying? You're not understanding what I'm saying. If you see the reporters there, if you want to get that story out, there's a better way to handle that. Because essentially, there is nothing that we can do, Americans can do, to change their laws. It's their laws.
We're doing shit to change their laws right now by fucking having
Harriet Tubman was in America. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's not even essentially the same thing. It's us. And we're still on American soil. That's over there. That's somebody else's land. That's somebody else's law. We can't change that.
No. Listen to what I'm saying. You're trying to say that Harriet Tubman was an American. She was a slave back then. This wasn't America 2011. This was America 1800 and something.
Lizzo, I understand what you're saying, but even still, as slaves, there were instances where there was still a judge and a jury involved. What I'm saying is, there and here is two different places. Her doing that just because there were American cameras there, if they would have killed her right there, there wouldn't have been anything any Americans could have done about that. She should have handled her business better. Because, yes, they have their own set of laws. Like, they can't, we can't do nothing about that. She knew what was going on.
But then, you know why they're scared to kill her right now? And the only reason why she still might be breathing is the fact that the world is watching, and they want to make Muammar Gaddafi be the bad guy. He doesn't want to be the bad guy. He doesn't want to kill the innocent woman just because she said something to the cameraman. And guess what? She wins.
You're right, but if they kill her 6 months from now, she still died for being stupid.
You know what, L? To hell with your opinion. Shay Shay, what's happening, baby? What's going on?
How y'all doing? Not much.
Thanks for calling the show. 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Episode 181. To hell with your opinion. LL just tried to tell me. Did LL just try to convince me that Harriet Tubman was like not, was, you know, that she was wrong for trying to free the slaves? Did you hear that exchange?
I don't think that's what she was trying to say. I think she was trying to liken that lady's situation to being like, you know, since she was.
But the lady over there.
She was trying to say that the lady was trying to enlist the aid of a whole other country to support her cause and that she probably shouldn't have gone about it that way. I think that's what she was trying to say.
Yeah, but it also sounds like she was trying to say that the woman was wrong for trying to incite emotion for change. And who, if you don't do that, how is shit going to change? Somebody's got to put their neck out of it. People have to die. It's a revolution. Somebody got to die. Revolutions are bloody, by the way, in case you didn't know that. Somebody got to die, like the Biggie song say. Okay, Shay, let's go ahead and get to it. Episode 181, let's go ahead and get to the questions, all right?
All right.
Question number one. Does your opinion get swayed easily once you have formulated it on an issue?
No, that's what they call stubborn.
Uh-huh. So once you make your mind up to something, it's not really hard for you to change your opinion. Why is that? Why don't you want to change?
Because usually, often most of the time, my opinion is based on something that I know and something I feel strongly about. And if I know it, I don't care what you say, you're not going to change what I know. And if I feel strongly about it, I don't care what you say, you're not going to change how I feel about it.
Okay. All right. Do you think it's just so, I guess, since you said they call you stubborn, do you think it's being stubborn when you stand your ground in a debate if you feel you're right?
I don't think it's stubborn. I think it's just standing firm in what I believe.
Okay. No compromising for you if you feel some ways about something? No compromise.
For the most part, no compromise. I mean, well, it depends. Like in relationship issues, okay, that's, some things are compromisable. But for, like, overall in general, just, like, you know, politics, you know, religion, certain things, it's just, like, how I feel and what I believe is just that. Unless some divine intervention comes in and changes my mind, otherwise that's just how it is.
Okay. So if the facts support another point of view, but your personality or other reasons make you formulate an opinion that is opposite, how easy is it for you to have to change yours? Let's use abortion, for instance. We'll use another controversy since I already went talked about gay marriage. Let's use abortion, for instance.
That's the one I was going to bring up anyway.
Okay, abortion. If people can say whatever they want to say about abortion, all right, how wrong it is or whatever, but you can believe whatever you want to believe. You can show me all the data that life is present at fucking at conception. You can show me all the statistical data if you want to. But if you get fucking raped, all right, and get pregnant from it, and you get a motherfucking abortion, there's no one on earth that can convince you that abortion is wrong because you got raped. You feel like abortion is totally right and it needs to be around for those instances. Or if you got pregnant on a whim for some bullshit, motherfucker, who you really didn't intend to, and you feel like you ain't got enough motherfucking money to take care of this kid, and it was a bad mistake, and you want to fix it, and you went through with the fucking abortion, it's going to be hard as fuck to convince you, no matter what evidence they show you about when life is conceived, when life is done at conception, or when babies start breathing, or morally, or religiously about it. Nobody, you don't give a fuck. Either you got raped, or if you've been raped, or if you've been in a situation where you was about to have a baby, you know fucking well you could have took care of and you had it taken care of. Fuck what a motherfucking fuck what people say. Okay? Your opinion is not going to be swayed. So let's just use the abortion issue for questions of for virtue of number three right now. So once again, if the facts support another point of view, but your personality or other reasons like experience that you've been through make you formulate an opinion that is opposite, how easy is it for you to change your mind? Even if the facts show it.
I know the facts of people who, you know, let me tell you about the facts. They try to use statistical facts to weigh on people's emotions to make it more of an emotional issue. And if we want to talk about emotions, let's talk about the emotions that the woman goes through when she has to deal with all of those decisions. I mean, nobody can tell someone else how they're going to feel in their own body, how they're going to feel years later, vice versa, whatever the choice, you know, they make regarding that. And I always say that the woman should always have a choice about what she's going to do with her body. She made a choice to do what she did to get in the situation, and it should be her choice about what she should do to rectify the situation, whatever it might be. So that stands. I will always use her choice on that. And I don't care what data they come show me. Come on, look, see right here. When it gets to be this big, it's really living. Okay, well, guess what? We just killed it. Next. I'm sorry to be that cold about it, but that's just how it is.
Okay. And that was pretty cold. Okay, so there you have it. So all you people who want to, all you women who want to talk about how bad women are that fucking do abortions and blah blah, blah. Look. All right, maybe you had a support system in place to help you with your kid, and that woman did. Maybe she,
you
know, got.
Nobody ever knows what somebody goes through until they walk
right
around in someone's shoes. And since we cannot realistically walk in someone else's shoes and walk in their place and go through every life experience they have, then we shouldn't be making no determinations about what somebody else does, you know, for their life.
Exactly. So, question number four then. Do you respect others' opinion and let them have that when their opinion, when they look, or do you try to make others see it your way more often than not? Like I do, like I do with K100. I try to bring people over to the K100 way of thinking, to the Blizzard way of thinking. Even if I know for a fact that they're never gonna see that shit that way, I still try. That's the kind of person I am. What about you?
You know what? If it's something that I know I'm right about, and if it's something that like can make a major difference in a person's life, I will, you know, make an honest effort to like try to get them to see what I call common sense rationality. But at the end of the day, you know, I respect their opinion. I might not like it. I might think that they're a little bit stupid, you know, for not seeing common sense. But I respect their opinion and going about my business.
Okay. Like I said, if I got to pick out of 10, 8 out of 10 times, I'm going to argue you down for a minute and try to make you see things my way. Until I come to a realization that you are what you are, i.e. you are racist, and you're not going to change your opinion about the president no matter what the fuck facts I show you. Then fuck you. Then fuck your opinion. Like, fuck you. Fuck you and your opinion. Question number five, last one. Then Michigan girls up next. Give me your opinion on any controversial topic, and let's see if you really respect my opinion or if you say to hell with it. Me and Elle had a good exchange a minute ago. What do you got?
Oh, well, we talked about the two ones that I was going to talk about because I was going to bring up the abortion issue. And also, just recently in the news with that Chris Brown thing, Chris Brown is just immature. I know y'all already, I ain't going to beat a dead horse into the ground, but Chris Brown was really immature in that situation, and he really just should have manned up and said, hey, I don't want to talk about that before they even got on the interview. Because, you know, any person in the media, they want to get to the juice. They don't care how long it's been or whatever. They want to bring up some dirt for their ratings. You know that's what it was going to be about. So if she asked, you know, hey, I'm going to talk about this, whatever, he just should have said, no, I want to talk about that. Because he knows that he wasn't ready. He has anger management issues. He's not mature enough to handle the emotions that come with, you know, what happened with that. And he should have just avoided it.
Yeah, you're right. But why, if you know this young guy has issues and you know the media has taken him through the ringer the past 2 years, do you even want to talk about it? That's my mother.
Try to get the ratings up because she wanted some juice. That was like, you know, she was doing a good
job. That's my problem with Robin, man. You black, man. You know this nigga done been down through the latest, man. Why are you talking about that motherfucking bitch? Why are you bringing her brown ass up? And I'm calling her a motherfucking bitch because she the reason why the whole shit started. Keep your hands to yourself, folks. Alright? Keep your motherfucking hands to yourself. Straight the fuck up. And none of this shit would happen if you kept your motherfucking hands to yourself, bitch. Alright? So that's why I talk like that. That's why I talk about Rihanna like that. Because she's the reason why the whole shit started.
She should have known better than to fuck up to somebody and think he wasn't going to do anything. But
you know what I mean?
That's what he did, then, you know.
She punched him, she slapped him, and she threw the phone at his face. Well, bitch, what you thought was going to happen? You got your ass beat up. Congratulations. And now you get to be the victim, and Chris Brown gets taken down through there. And two years after the fact, or however long it's fucking been, he still got to answer these questions about your punk ass. So there. That's why I still feel a little ways, even though Chris Brown, nigga, you know you got anger management issues. You need to avoid anything about this motherfucking broad. I don't know why you want to make up with her and talk to her. I mean, really. She damn near ruined your career.
Walk the other way. When he
yeah,
her,
but you know.
Really,
yeah, so you know, it is what it is. I don't know what's up with that. Anyway. Okay. But I'm still not changing my opinion. I still feel like, God damn it, Robin. God damn it, you black. You should have tried your best to make that man look as good as you possibly can because he done revived his career and everything. fuck bringing that motherfucking bitch up. Even though I know it's because you bleed once a month, too. All right, stand by. All right?
Okay. All right.
Michigan girl.
What's up?
What it do? Uh-huh. 347-934-0966. You only got about 15 minutes left in the show. Can't do an after party, so Michigan girl, if you want to talk, though, make sure you hit the number one. You know what I mean? But Michigan girl is on deck. All right, episode 181. To hell with your opinion. Okay, Michigan girl. All right. You've heard
uh-huh.
it. You heard what I'm talking about. All right. Does your opinion get swayed easily once you formulated it on an issue?
No.
It doesn't get swayed easily. Why not? Why is it hard to sway you?
Because if I formulated an opinion on something, then that's my opinion. And I mean, opinions are not only based on facts, so it's more about how I feel about something. So even if the facts that you may have would sway me, if I feel strongly about it because of personal experience or just my personality, that's still not going to change my opinion just because you got different facts or your facts are whatever. So, I mean, if I've made an opinion and I feel a certain way about something because I've experienced it or whatever the case may be, I took enough time to research it and I have formulated my opinion, then that's going to be my opinion. It's going to take a whole lot for me to just change it.
See, this pay attention, everybody that's on the phone lines. Everybody listening to the podcast. Everybody listening to me via the internet. Have you heard the central fucking theme of the show that everybody is saying? The key to the game, ladies and gentlemen. The key to this is for all the slow motherfuckers that might be listening. All right.
Yeah.
The key to it is. Yeah, you know, there might be some slow motherfuckers listening. There might be some people who I got a couple of numbers of private callers. I don't know these people. I mean. What's up? Welcome to the show. But it might be a little slow. I don't know. They're not hitting number one. They don't want to talk. They're just listening. And I'm glad you're here. But the point is this, okay? The key to opinions, even though everybody has one, all right? So you can always use the argument like, look, that's your opinion. Everybody has one, blah, blah, blah. The key to opinions is before you even formulate it and come up with your opinion, you need to do your research and your facts. So therefore, you're not one of these kind of people who always coming around and flip-flopping. I hate a flip-flopper. You know why? You know what a flip-flopper motherfucker tells me? That means you don't do your motherfucking homework. You're ill-informed. Okay? That's what a flip-flopping motherfucker tells me. If every time somebody says something, you be like, well, yeah, you kind of right. Well, then, motherfucker, didn't you already know that? Didn't you fucking already know them facts? Like, if you didn't already know that, well, why are you even talking? Why don't you do like I do when I really don't know? I say, well, I really don't know. Let me look into it. I really don't have an opinion.
Right. If I don't have an opinion or I haven't researched it, then I'm going to say, well, you know what? I don't have an opinion about that, so I'm not going to speak on it until I do some research or whatever. If you want to keep talking about it, I might listen to what you say, but I'm not going to voice anything because I don't have an opinion. And I told you, I don't have an opinion.
Right. And another thing is, depending on what it is, like I said, like about how I feel about cops, how I feel about police. No, I haven't looked up how many police has arrested black men or shot black men, you know, for reasons. I don't know how many police officers per capita statistically have beat young black men up, you know what I'm saying, and gotten cited for excessive force. I don't know. But what the fuck I do know is, and this is why I can still formulate my motherfucking opinion about cops, is I do know what it's like encountering and dealing with cops when you're a black man throughout the course of my life. I've had numerous run-ins with the law. I have friends who had numerous run-ins with the law. All right? I know people who are locked up for different charges. I know people who... I didn't have all my statistical data about how many cops beat niggas up and shit like that. I didn't need it to formulate my opinion on cops. Whenever I tell somebody I hate cops, I think cops are pigs, fuck the police, I always say, I know all cops ain't bad, but they represent the shield, and the shield is corrupt. Therefore, fuck them. All right? I always make a distinction, and I always make sure I say that. Now, I haven't looked up all the cop data and seen how many of them actually beat dudes up or how many have shot unarmed black men and shit. I don't fucking know. I don't really have to know to make that opinion. When it comes down to how you feel about police and how I feel about them, fuck your opinion. And I'm basing that on life experiences and experiences of my family and friends. All right, next question. Question number two. Do you think it's being stubborn when you stand your ground in a debate if you're right?
No.
No?
No, I don't think it's being stubborn. I just think that you have an opinion, it's being opinionated, and it's just, I mean, that's what a debate is. You're going to express your side of it. They're going to express their side. But, I mean, if you're right and you're going to stand your ground, I don't think that's being stubborn.
I mean, what if the facts are against you?
But see, that's the thing. Opinion is not solely based on facts. So even if the facts are different, if you formulated that opinion, like your opinion about cops, okay, that's not based on facts, but that's your opinion. That doesn't make you stubborn. That's your opinion because of your encounters, because of life experience. So I wouldn't say that makes you stubborn. That's just your opinion, and that's how you feel, and you're not going to back down. But I still don't think that makes you stubborn. That just means that you firmly believe in your opinion, and that's it.
Okay.
A lot of people gonna say it's stubborn, but I just don't think it's stubborn.
And I get called stubborn all the time. Bullheaded, another word people use
about. That, you know, all that good stuff, yeah.
I take offense to those terms, but if you call me highly opinionated, dude, hey, kudos. You're right, I am a highly opinionated motherfucker. Call me that. Don't call me stubborn. Don't call me bullheaded. Don't call me ignorant. Don't call me childish. Because I say certain things about
people,
you know.
Those are the people that I would consider them ignorant and childish, because just because you can't sway someone to your opinion, or just because they won't back down on what their opinion is, doesn't make them ignorant or childish. That's their opinion. They have it for a reason. That doesn't make them ignorant nor childish.
Right. Yeah, and it's like that about a lot of stuff that I talk about, especially when it comes to the relationship shit. You feel me? Question number two is the one that you just get nailed with when you're a guy with the question number two on a relationship shit. You know what I'm saying? That's the one, because they're like, you just so immature. You know what I'm saying? When I say shit, you know, black women materialistic as hell, you just immature. You just don't understand. A real man need to take care of his woman. A real man need to provide. Blah, blah, blah. Bitch, black women are materialistic as fuck. For the most part.
Okay, and that would be your opinion.
Right.
So,
that's because I know enough black women who worry more about what the fuck a man can do for them, provide, and all that, than the makeup of the man themselves.
Yeah.
That's
and
it. That's
actually,
it.
Actually, you know what? And I used to say, oh, no, black women ain't more materialistic, but I actually changed my opinion only based off of life experience, though, not because of, you know, any kind of facts or whatever, but just, like, especially after I moved to Atlanta, I was like, well, what the hell, where did all of these damn chicks come from? But I changed my opinion, but it was based off of my experiences and things that I saw and how I saw black women acting. So I do know that there are, I won't say all black women because I'm, you know, I don't think I fall into that. And I know some women that don't, but I will say that there are quite a few black women that are very, very materialistic.
Right. Like I said, when somebody asks a question and I say, yeah, that means, when I say yeah, that means you're going to say Blizzum. You got $20? Yeah. I bet you $20 that this black woman right here is materialistic. I'm going to put the 20 that she is and not more often. And well, guess what? If we do the research, we're gonna find out. I'm gonna win. More than likely, I'm gonna get rich like that. Question number three: if the facts support another point of view, but your personality or reasons, like personal experience, make you formulate an opinion that is opposite, how easy is it for you to change yours? Like a hot button topic like abortion. Do you think, like, you know, if a woman has had to go through an abortion, you feel me, then her opinion about abortion is not going to be the same as some woman who's never had to deal with anything like that. You feel what I'm saying? So how... go ahead.
So that abortion is way hot because you got so many different sides of it, and then you got the woman that may have gone through it, and then arguing for against abortion may be the woman who cannot have any kids. So, of course, she's more emotional because she's like, how are you going to kill this life, this precious gift that God has given you, and I can't even have kids.
Right.
But the fact still remains that I am pro-choice. There is nothing that, you know, anyone can say that will make me change my mind, and that's just my opinion. I'm pro-choice. Every woman has that choice, and then, you know, you have to answer for that, you know, to God or whoever, whatever higher power that you believe in or you don't believe in. But at the end of the day, that's you, the one that have to, you're the one that has to take accountability for that. But that's still your choice. I will never, you know, I don't agree with telling the woman, oh no, you shouldn't have an abortion. That's her choice. You don't know if she can afford to take care of that baby. You don't know the circumstances that she might have gotten pregnant under. You just assume she had consensual sex and now she's pregnant. That might not be the case.
Right. So question number four, do you respect others' opinions and let them have that, or do you try to make others see it your way more often than not, like I do on K100?
You know what? More often than not, I'm going to just let you have your opinion. If it's something I'm really, you know, passionate about and I just, you know, I got the facts and, you know, the life experience or whatever, I may try to, you know, I'm going to go in. But after a little bit, if I just see that you just really not feeling it, I'll be like, well, you know what, you can have it to be dumb all your life is what I'm going to think in my mind. And then I'm going to leave it alone.
Right. Last question. Give me your opinion on any controversial topic and let's see if you really respect my opinion or if you're going to say, Blizzum, you know what? The hell with your fucking opinion. Got anything?
Y'all took all of them. Because, like, the Chris Brown thing, I mean, I was going to bring up abortion, but I mean.
So you don't have anything? You can't think of anything that you just.
I don't have anything because, like, I mean, but actually, on the Chris Brown thing, I think that was a little immature, him throwing the chair. But on the other side, I do think that the media and everybody else has given Chris Brown a bad rap. They wrote him way too hard because I was raised, that you keep your hands to yourself. Now, I'm not saying I condone domestic violence, but I was raised that I need to keep my hands to myself, and if I don't and I put my hands on a man, that I should accept the consequences that come after that.
That's my point. That's all I was saying about Rihanna.
I think that they have, you know, made her out to be this angel and, oh, she's the victim, but you got a song talking about something whips and chains excite you. Kill yourself. Okay, you ain't that sweet.
You said killer.
Sweet, innocent. Oh, yeah, I did. But I'm just saying, I mean, it's like they're like trying to make her this poster girl like she did nothing. Now, there are truly women that have not done anything, and they just have husbands that maybe come home and they look the wrong way, and that man is beating their ass. That's something totally different, and it's like they trying to lump her in with that, and that I don't agree with. She actually put her hands on him first, and he retaliated. Yes, he's a man. Yes, he's stronger, but y'all don't address the fact that she hit him first. All y'all want to worry about is, well, a man should never hit a woman. You was taught to keep your hands to yourself, too.
Yeah.
So I think that he does have some anger issues. That was immature, but I think that he's getting, the media rides him way too hard. He's getting a bad rap, and they letting her off way too easy.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. All right. Thanks for calling the show. Opinions. Opinions are like assholes, everybody. Opinions are like assholes. Everybody got one. All we can take away from the show tonight. I can't do an after party. I'm sorry. I got some people on the phone line, but you guys just called in like the last 5 minutes. I can't get you because I have to be somewhere at 10:30. But before I go, like I told everybody, man, the number one thing that we learned tonight about opinions is this. All right. If people just, before they open their mouth with a motherfucking opinion. All right, if before you open your mouth with your opinion, you actually looked into what you're about to say. If you didn't just talk out the side of your ass, I wouldn't even have to have this particular show. All right, but the reason why I'm having the show is because so many people talk out the side of their mouth. They talk out the side of their asshole. They don't know what they're talking about. That's why when you call K100 Internet Radio, when you have a discussion with Blizzum on Facebook or anything like that, and I go in and I go hard, it ain't because I just made it up. It ain't because I just, oh, this is just how I feel about it, and I just thought about it right now. When you see me going in on this show, when you hear me going, when you hear me going in on the show, when you see me going in on Facebook or anything like that right there, best to believe I've lived it. Either I lived it, I've looked it up, all right, I just, or it's a my personality, my all those things mix in when you form an opinion. Your life experiences, the facts that you know to be true, and your personality. That's all you're getting. There is no changing my personality. My personality don't change. I am Blizzom. I am Solid. I am Blue. It is what it is. You don't like it, fuck you. All right? I do my homework. All right? Okay? So, therefore, when I come through on K100 or anywhere else with an opinion, to hell with yours! Because I've already thoroughly investigated mine. Episode 181. K100 Internet Radio. Thanks everybody that tuned in to the show. I gotta be out. I gotta cut my show right at 10 o'clock tonight because I got somewhere to do. I mean, got somewhere to be. You feel me? Get out of here. Thanks everybody that tuned in for the show. If you missed the show, it was a great one. If you called in late, you really want to hear the replay of this one. It was great. K100 Internet Radio. I'm out. I'm your host, Blizzom. Deuces to tomorrow.